You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
Well, for me, so I come from the academic space, right? And, you know, you're reading different research and you're learning how people come up with some of these theories that they say apply to the masses. However, the research was only done to a certain population of people. And sometimes they don't even look like me and you, right? And so it's first you have to understand how people create certain information, to me, from an academic lens, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And I think research is very important. All of us research, all right? We're always researching. If there's a time where you saw somebody that looked good to you when you were younger, and you're like, who was that? Or even now, what do? You research. You go, mm-hmm, you're looking them up on social media, you LinkedIn, mm-hmm, do you know such and such? That's research, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm saying all that to say my mind has been developed first from the academic lens. That's how I see, right? Mm-hmm. And so when I started to listen more and more to just people, when you say thought leaders, as we say, you would hear some people saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. But what I will also add, though, is some information needs to be said over and over and over and over again. Now, to your question, what I believe is that you have to have a lane. Pick your lane as a thought leader, whatever your message is going to be, whatever you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And you need to do a deep dive and understand that to the fullest and be able to share it in a way that it's unique to you. But it hits people's ears like this, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the first things that I did when I wrote my book, I said, what is it that's going to spark some thinking of people? And I titled my book, Pursue Your Purpose, Not Your Dreams. And mm-hmm, that's always a conversation starter. So for me, thought leadership is extremely important, but it can also be watered down depending on, right, who you're listening.
So unpack that. So restate the name of your book again.
Pursue Your Purpose, Not Your Dreams.
Pursue Your Purpose, Not Your Dreams. Unpack that.
Okay. So everybody that's listening to us, watching us right now, I'm pretty sure at some point in their lives, they've heard dream big, follow your dreams. Have you heard that before?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. We've all heard that. And that was always interesting to me, because then I would hear people say, and I said it earlier, you can be anything you want. You can do anything you want. Right. And then I would hear people say, look, Obama's the president. You can be. I'm like, shut up. Like I felt confident about myself before, yes, seeing him. Right. And that's not a knock to anybody who sees somebody like President Barack Obama, and they have a shift of what they can do in their life. That's not a knock to them. Mm-hmm. But for me, I was raised like with that confidence, right? So Pursue Your Purpose, Not Your Dreams, for me is, it was too many times we talk about dream, 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 dream big, follow your dreams. But I noticed people were upset at their lives and their careers. So what it told me was there were a lot of people dreaming big, mm-hmm, but then they get to this destination and they're like, yo, this is not what I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. And purpose is different. So if you look at the fundamental definition of dreams and purpose, they're two different things. Dreams, mm-hmm, are thoughts or ideas that may or may not come true. Mm-hmm. That's the fundamental definition. Mm-hmm. Purpose is the reason for which something or someone exists. Mm-hmm. If you just look at the fundamental definition alone, and if you have any type of spirituality to you, there's a spiritual piece to the reason for which something or someone exists. Mm-hmm. It's here. You don't find your purpose. You don't discover it. Yeah. You unleash it.
Yeah.
It's already here.
Yeah.
But then what happens is you get introduced. Once you tap into that initial layer of your purpose, then you get introduced to the other levels of your purpose.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.